Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Dairy farmers will soon face their worst financial situation in years as wholesale milk prices plummet due to a drop in demand from the COVID-19 crisis. Vermont Agriculture Secretary Anson Tebbets told Vermont Edition on Tuesday that farmers face a heartbreaking situation.
It's a real crisis. It's a real emergency. We have about 650 dairy farmers. And I would have to say that if the forecasts are true on this, just about every one of them is at risk.
Prices were just starting to improve this spring after 4 years of decline, but Tebbets says they are now dropping to well below what it cost Vermont farmers to produce the milk. The Department of Corrections acknowledged Tuesday its facilities do not have enough alcohol-based hand sanitizer to go around. VPR's Emily Cormier reports.
On a call with reporters, facilities executive Al Cormier said Silo Distilleries in Springfield will provide the Department of Corrections with nearly 100 gallons of hand sanitizer. Probation and parole staff in Springfield and Burlington will then pour the hand sanitizer into 8-ounce bottles.
We'll be filling those bottles and distributing them out to all facilities beginning Friday and through next week.
Currently, 4 prison staffers have tested positive for COVID-19. One inmate is being isolated with a test in progress. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.
The Scott administration wants to exempt trash haulers from a mandate to collect and separate recyclable products during the COVID-19 state of emergency. But as VPR's John Dillon reports, the state's largest solid waste district strongly opposes the exemption.
Environmental Conservation Commissioner Peter Walk told lawmakers the exemption is justified because of possible health risks to workers handling the recycling.
I think that while the increased risk from the handling of recyclables is not maybe not significant, it is a meaningful increased risk. And I want to make sure that we have the workers in place to be able to do this critical work.
But the Chittenden Solid Waste District opposes the change. A district official said recyclables are not a health hazard. The district is also concerned the public may not follow recycling mandates once the state of emergency is lifted. The state also wants to push back the pending ban on landfilling food scraps from this July to next January. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.
Today's Eye on the Sky forecast, any early rain or wet snow showers in far southern areas will end. Clouds and some intervals of sun today, a stray afternoon shower southwest in the afternoon. Highs today, upper 40s to mid-50s from north to south.